We have breaking news now from the Pentagon. CNN can now report that roughly 500 Marines are being mobilized in response to the protests in Los Angeles.
And this is a significant escalation from President Trump, who had activated National Guard troops over the weekend without Governor Gavin Newsom's consent. In this new move, active duty military members are being deployed as a show of force against U.S. citizens. CNN's Natasha.
So this news broke just about 20 or 30 minutes ago as I start recording this video. The situation in California continues to escalate as Donald Trump tries to, you know, use his show of force, flex the power of the executive, or at least the power he thinks he has, essentially daring judges to tell him otherwise. And again, doing all this to try to essentially crush dissent. I think the main concern that I've started to have is if he's willing to create this chaos now, what is he willing to do in 2026 when we go to vote? And I'm not trying to fearmonger or scare anybody, but again, as we move toward this era, or we are in this era, I should say, have been in it for a while of normalization. You know, we hear Donald Trump doing these things, and there's going to be a news cycle about it because it's pretty scary. There's some, well, obviously a lot of legal questions raised here, et cetera. But if it happens again and again, are people going to become normalized to it? And what type of chaos is he willing to create? And in terms of the legality, can Donald Trump be doing this without the consent of Gavin Newsom? Well, I'll let Donald Trump tell you from just a few years ago.
I promised 4 years ago at the Republican convention, I'm going to restore law and order.
And I have, except in Democrat-run cities. Look, we have laws. We have to go by the laws. We can't move in the National Guard. I can call insurrection, but there's no reason to ever do that, even in a Portland case. We can't call in the National Guard unless we're requested by a governor.
Yeah, I think that's perfectly said, actually. Donald Trump, I'm very certain Donald Trump does not want people to see this video. Or if somebody asks him about it, he'll just point blank lie, because that's what he's been doing over and over and over again through this, through his entire political career, which is just lie about, you know, the most obvious things. If everybody, anybody ever questioned him on this, saying, hey, you said the law was this previously, he said, I never said that. That never happened. So let me take you through some updates here quickly. And I want to show you Gavin Newsom's response to a lot of this stuff. So court action again, California suing the Trump administration over this action, and now 500 Marines, roughly 500 Marines based out of the Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center in California, have been mobilized to respond to the protests in Los Angeles, according to three people familiar with the matter, and will join the National Guard troops that were activated by Trump over the weekend without consent of California's governor or the city's mayor. Again, it cannot be overstated as we have this conversation how insane it is for a president to do this. Well, the governor and the mayor of Los Angeles are explicitly telling him, we don't need you to do this. And as I said in a video, either on my channel or Adam's channel here, just the other day, like, California is a huge state. They have tens of thousands of officers, tons of resources to handle these things. And we were nowhere near the level of needing the federal government involved. Really quickly, once again, my name's Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this video, there'll be a link to my YouTube channel in the description down below. You guys have been showing so much love. It means the world. And as we try to continue to, like, build this channel, build Gen Z voices here on this channel, punch back against MAGA and do so in a kind of fast way, trying to get out, you know, the breaking news. If you want to be a part of this community and show, you know, some love, all you got to do is click subscribe down below. It goes such a long way. So this is where we're at right now in this situation. And I want to, you know, show you essentially what Donald Trump said earlier at a press conference as he continues to float this idea of arresting. It's so insane to say arresting Gavin Newsom. Trump tries to make the case for arresting Gavin Newsom. Quote, you look at what's happened between the fires. I could name 10 things right now. We talk about the trains. We talk about all of the costs in California. You talk about all of the people flowing in, destroying life. And again, I think from Trump supporters in MAGA, they will try to make the claim that, you know, Trump is joking here, or, you know, he doesn't really mean arresting Gavin Newsom. But regardless of that, the damage that these words like this do to our institutions is immeasurable. Okay. When we talk about the president of the United States and words he's using, we should not be, you know, comparing them to, like, your uncle at Thanksgiving dinner, or, like, your friend you argue with, like, oh, they're just joking. Like, this is the leader of the free world. It's very, very scary for him to continue to, like, talk about this. You have Gavin Newsom responding to something Trump said at that presser, saying, you know, some reporter asked Donald Trump, what crime did Gavin Newsom commit? And he said, well, he ran for governor. He's terrible. And then listed all those horrible things. Gavin Newsom responding, saying, Donald Trump admits he will arrest a sitting governor simply because he ran for office. And also here, as other GOP officials just in the last few hours start to chime in, excuse me, on this issue, Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama calling for Gavin Newsom to be arrested. Again, a lot of these individuals, maybe not Trump, especially as we see him slipping into clear cognitive decline, but also, I don't know, his IQ forever has been low. I'm just going to say that. I think we all know these things. Maybe not him, but people like this, GOP officials know that stuff like this is BS. They know there's no validity to it. They know it's political show. And they continue to do it anyways because, you know, they keep Trump happy, which effectively keeps their job while destroying our institutions. Again, it cannot be overstated how these words, plus the actions that obviously are being taken with the National Guard, you know, he's got the National Guard out there, but he hasn't, you know, invoked the Insurrection Act, sending Marines, these things that are really testing the bounds of the executive, daring a judge to do something about it, daring people to do something about it. And as people sit back, people like Tommy Tuberville sit back and just watch and say it's fine, and then send a tweet or send whatever Tommy Tuberville said saying, oh, Gavin Newsom should be arrested. He knows how wrong it is, and he does it anyway. And it's truly so disgraceful. So after Senator Tommy Tuberville said that, Gavin Newsom responding, Alabama has three times the homicide rate of California. Its murder rate is ranked third in the entire country. Stick to football. Exactly. I like the fact that Gavin Newsom continues to talk to reporters, as he was late last night, and be on Twitter consistently, like, pushing back against a lot of this stuff. Because it's BS. And what I'm kind of enjoying about Twitter lately quickly is that, you know, they have this AI that, you know, can respond to you in the comments. And you often have Trump supporters trying to debunk, you know, to Gavin Newsom, for example, with this. So does Alabama currently have a higher homicide rate than California? The AI chiming in, based on available estimates, Alabama likely has a higher homicide rate than California in 2025, with figures around 15.9 per 100,000 for Alabama and 5.6 per 100,000 for California. Again, but very quickly, just stating the facts there. And so we will continue to see how this, you know, situation evolves as, you know, we're really, really getting to a place here where the executive branch, the president of the United States, to be taking these actions and meanwhile, supposedly being a part of a party that claims that they care so much about states' rights. It's states' rights for every issue in this current Republican Party. The real Republican Party with actual values died a long time ago, but this Republican Party likes to yell and scream about states' rights. And now all of a sudden, you know, you have the executive branch calling in the National Guard to these states without the consent of the governor and Trump supporters and MAGA essentially being okay with it. Them saying, yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine. In fact, we'll send the National Guard other places too. If blue cities can't get their stuff together, it is dangerous, dangerous, dangerous rhetoric as we drift toward authoritarianism. And frankly, Donald Trump does dictator-esque things. That's what I always say, dictator-esque things at the bare minimum. Listen, if you enjoyed this video, once again, it would mean a lot if you clicked like and subscribe down below. My name's Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Ockler on the Adam Ockler channel. These updates will continue to come out, so we will try to get videos out to you as fast as possible. But also remember, in all this, I know it's stressful. I know there's a lot going on. It can be confusing. It can be hard to follow. It's okay to take a break. Every once in a while, it's okay to turn off your phone if you need to. If you are in Los Angeles, California, please be safe. And if you are a person who is undocumented or knows people who are potentially undocumented, I'm going to have Adam leave a link in the description for the ACLU website. So if ICE comes to talk to you, you know what your rights are. Please be safe. Know what your rights are. I appreciate everybody watching this video, and I will see you in the next one.